Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Have you ever met someone who was funny, charismatic, and who swept you off your feet in record time? Perhaps you were drawn in because they listened intently to you, all while positioning themselves to have ample knowledge and not to mention were even a bit mysterious. They drew you in and you must admit were curious and wanted to learn more. When a narcissist first meets a potential new supply, they may use the tool of charisma for an advantage. In this episode, we're going to explore the acting skills of the narcissist, the purpose behind it, so we can detect the wolves who are wearing the sheep's clothing. Let's begin. According to an article, an individual with narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, is one who displays the following: grandiosity, seeks ongoing admiration, entitlement, employs use of tactics to emotionally disturb others chronically. Let's take a look at why the narcissist uses charisma as they are attempting to draw supply, usually at the onset of a relationship. The narcissist has to draw in their supply in some way. So they go into their drawer of masks and confidently place on the mask of charisma. They present themselves as smooth, witty, even jovial to some. No, not everyone who is charismatic is a narcissist, and not every narcissist begins with charisma. Some narcissists jump right on in with love bombing to add to the confusion. Let's explore the purpose of charisma in the beginning of a narcissistic relationship. The purpose of charisma within a narcissistic relationship is to lure in the target, to generate interest, to create escalating interest, to turn interest to curiosity, to establish a level of desirability, and to ultimately capture a source of supply. Now, charisma, when used underhandedly, lines the base of a new relationship with deception. Now, charisma is not a standalone tactic. The narcissist will build upon it, which is the next phase, the love bomb. With charisma as the initial hook, and after a level of interest has been established, a narcissist will add to their game of disguise a deceptive maneuver known as love bombing. Love bombing is flattery or compliments geared to obtain something in return. These compliments are intended to keep their target interested, engaged, and fill up the emotional tank of the victim so they can draw on it in the near future. Love bombing is not a compliment for compliment's sake, as the narcissist will need to have a return on their investment. The purpose of love bombing is to hook the target or rehook, to keep the target engaged, which is supply, keep the target coming back, which is more supply, to secure the source, which is future supply, and it's the fallback when tactics are exposed or a level of discomfort surfaces. There's so much more to say on the tactics a narcissist uses. Love bombing can veer off into many other categories. It's almost like we need a book to further explain the tactics. Check out Master Manipulators, Discover Covert Tactics Narcissists Devise to Manipulate, Deceive, and Control. Next, let's take a look at another act the narcissist commonly uses, the false mask of vulnerability. Many people have personal stories of difficult situations they have endured in their life. Typically, these stories are reserved until a certain level of comfort and trust has been established in a relationship. This is different when you've encountered a narcissist. A narcissist will have a wrecking ball story that they share early with you, and in some situations, it's before the level of trust has been established in a relationship by design. They do this for many reasons. Let's unpack it. The narcissist is positioning themselves as a victim. Their victim mentality is to garner your support and empathy. They want you, in return, to be just as vulnerable, and they will use your personal story against you in the future. Note, a narcissist's wrecking ball story could be from years or decades ago, but discussed like it was yesterday. They are setting up the scenario to draw on your empathy. They want you to believe they are still in unbearable pain by it and are seeking comfort from you. Their real purpose is to extract supply. If you've encountered a narcissist, one of the best ways to handle it is to go no contact. If you have been in a relationship for an extended time, it can be difficult to leave. In the meantime, the gray rock technique can assist. In conclusion, the narcissist will act in a certain way to generate a level of interest from their target. Their act is a disguise with intent to draw supply. They will act with charisma to charm and will follow up with love bombing to focus in and ensure they are met with a source of supply to which they can draw. Then, prematurely, the narcissist will toss in a story to showcase their vulnerability, which is to extract your empathy and to garner your support. Have you been love bombed? Have you seen charisma at work with ulterior motives? Have you been told a wrecking ball story that someone used to try to steal your empathy? Drop a comment below and let us know your experience. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.